Part-time faculty or adjuncts are usually paid not by hour, but by the courses they teach. This creates uncertainty because so far there has been no clear guideline how to calculate the amount of time these faculty members spend working. Community colleges across the country have been affected most, as many of them rely greatly on part-time faculty members. John Curtis is the Director of Research and Public Policy at the American Association of University Professors in Washington, D.C.
I think that's why we've seen a lot of the initial reports coming out about community colleges. It's also part of the nature of community colleges that they really are very close to the community, and people are aware of what's going on at their local community college. They hear about it, and they really are concerned about it.
Curtis says there have been reports at larger universities as well, and that it seems to be spreading. The president of Moberly Community College, Dr. Evelyn Jorgensen, says that many colleges don't know how to interpret vague guidelines proposed by the Internal Revenue Service.
The proposed rules that were announced in January are rather vague, and so colleges are struggling to determine what is the calculation that we use to determine the workload of adjuncts.
The IRS guidelines say that the institutions should use a reasonable method for crediting hours of service, suggesting that it would not be reasonable to count only classroom or instruction time. Jorgensen says they are expecting some clarifications.
There are some clarifications that need to come, and as soon as we know what those are, then we'll be able to develop our policies, and we fully expect that some of our adjuncts will be able to receive health insurance.
Curtis says that besides classroom time, colleges and universities should include work hours part-time faculty spend preparing, grading, and meeting with students. He also says reducing class hours would make part-time faculty members feel even less protected.
The cuts for health care coverage, specifically with regard to the Affordable Care Act, would be impacting a particular group of faculty members who are teaching several courses, because otherwise they wouldn't be near this 30-hour threshold for the healthcare coverage. And so I think the potential is that those people would feel even less supported by their institutions.
He says providing adjuncts with health insurance shouldn't be a great expense in terms of university or college budgets. But even before there are clear guidelines, many colleges and universities continue to cut part-time faculty hours to avoid possible additional expenses. Olga Kristalova, KBIA News.